do in this report, we need to indicate more clearly which are those places. Although for now, quantitatively, we can say the department is moved from this level to this level to still lose vacancies, but we did make an increase. And like we have indicated on our machine, we're on the capital budget, capital expenditure. Now, the separation between maintenance budget and capital budget. Departments are expected to budget for maintenance, which did not happen in the past. So that is one of the things that we need to do. I see another one coming.
The decision is a report. And being a report, it must state activities that have taken place. And for me, it shouldn't appear as if it's some kind of a political statement. This is what I mean, looking at this. I mean, I don't have a problem with page 2. But when you start talking about filling the MTBB ad, the MTBB ad was about specific activities that took place every year. Now, quantitatively and qualitatively, what are these things that we've dealt with in the context of the MTBM? So my worry here is that, for instance, you see some form of, which is kind of general. We know that the MTBS is released at that time, etc., which is fine. Going to page 4, you go to policy and budgeting, and then the procedure, little really is coming out of how we have engaged with the MTBB app as an activity, which is a term of reference in saying that. But for me, that is very much critical, so that your incoming parliament will then be able to learn some lessons from how this committee in this term of parliament has been engaging with the MTBB app, and therefore what are the weaknesses in the process. What are the strengths that we've learned as we have been engaging with MTBB? There's one thing, for me, that's something that I would want to see coming out next part. Was you are telling people that are not there, what are these kinds of activities? What were the shortcomings? What were the strong points of the exercise?
Yes, thanks,
Honorable
Member.
Yes.
Look, there's no need to worry. What I have just said is what I expect you as members to come up with now. We remember, members, we had asked the committee secretary and everything to get all the documents, the quarterly reports, the MTBS reports, the appropriate reports, and compile a report. And this is the first round. And what we need to do now is to say, include this. Include this. It is our report. They've done just an administrative work, and we have to tell them this is what we want to be included. Here, no, it's not enough, but we want this to be included. So I want us to take that approach, Neymar. Let's take that approach, because the report is our report. and we have to enrich it by saying, let's include this, let's include this. This is what we have done, but we haven't included it in the report. So it's not clear. So let's further clarify it. Can you take that up for me, please? Otherwise, I will take it that this kind of engagement is stimulating your mind so that when you go there, you will then start to say, no, but you know, even this thing, we did this thing. Let us put it in so that when the next committee comes, like I had indicated at the beginning, that committee would know that this is what was done, this is how it was done, and they can improve from there. Another one, my people. Thank you, Chairperson. I thought I was listening to what Honorable Khalani said and the way the Secretary explained, because when I read the first page, Bill through the Friends, it seems it leads us to what we did after we conceptualized what is on page 4, because it tells us about what happened and happened during that period. And then it leads us to what is the processes we did. You call hearings, and which led us to focus on the allocation. I might have been wrong when I went through it myself, because initially I thought I did not understand, but when the Secretary said he had divided the section into two, then I realized that the first issue was identifying the trends and what the challenges were until in October, when we had to sit down and actually call the go into the process and come out with a statement. Thank you, Chairperson. Yes. Thanks, Honorable Members. I'm pleading with you, Members. Honorable Khalani, I'm pleading with you, Members. Please to report what we need to do. For instance, we had activities during the MTBPA. Let's say, include this. We could not do this. Notice that we have not done it. We, Parliament committees take oversight to go and check what is happening. We could not. Let us include it in and indicate we could not because of one country, give the reason, so that the Secretary would know exactly what to do. We, during the budget hearing, or during the MTBPA, some committees would appear before us, and after that, not appear before us, but join us when we call department for a hearing. And they've realized that through that interaction, particular committees that were part of the process started to probe more into what departments are doing when it comes to spending, but those who could not did not benefit from that kind of interaction. We could not undertake a study tour, not study tour lecture, but an oversight trip. And we must indicate what were the constraints and what do we think the next committee should do during the next parliament. I'm just citing examples of what we're supposed to be doing now, so that as the committee secretary goes back to enrich the document. Earlier on, I think I'm not sure whether it's the Honorable Schneeman or Fab who indicated that we did not have support. There was no support for the committee to can do it something. And for instance, we did not have researchers. In the end, we had one researcher. But one researcher is not enough. We did not have the second secretary to be requesting for, the secretariat to be increased. That was not the case. Well, these are some of the issues that we need to just record. This thing happened, this thing did not happen because of 1-3, and the committee secretary will catch up. But if members, like I said, if your minds are now coming into care, think we did them 2-3 years ago. We'll come back during the next meeting, because this is the first draft, this is the first iteration, and still come with more issues to include. Honorable Khalani?
No, that's basically what the Secretary should do and should have done. Exactly the issue we are raising in terms of what we have done in respect of the activity. Our work that was done with some committees, some of the issues that we're not able to do, and so on. This is why I was saying quantitative and qualitative. I'm saying, when they start talking about the budget there, the MTVB have, for me, those are the very critical issues that we must start talking to in terms of our work. So then, it's not a big deal now that, I mean, we've identified that gap. It's been found just under, especially the MTVB Act. But also the issue that you are also raising of sometimes in the majority of cases, I mean, I don't think we really need to be discussing the GSM also, the content, but just this broad framework which you created already, was part of the content and just coming to these challenges of not being able to coordinate for them together with the other sector portfolios. Sometimes they will participate, sometimes they will not. Issues of clashes, etc., etc. I think in respect of the MTVB, we are very clear. There are activities that took place. Firstly, how do we arrange those things, which I think is also critical. But some of the issues is always you in some meetings we also have, when I look at the report, the thing is not clear of clusters, for instance, of clustering of departments, etc. Those are some of the activities in terms of arranging them. And so for me, it's something that must not be lost in terms of ensuring them. And I think it is right. So I'm saying, it's really not a matter that we should also be raising. I'm saying we've already raised it, and therefore we can proceed to the following pages. Because I think we've said so much. I mean, we've been talking, if you look at this, it's more page 3, 4, 5. The MTVB procedures and other things. But rather, for me, it's not really the issue of the procedures and other things. It's a matter that you're saying we will be coming back to in terms of the content and then so on. Because I think focusing more on the procedures and other things does not really bring us to exactly the issue you're raising. How did we arrange our work with the other sector portfolios? Engaging those people, that is more critical for us than just generalized statements.
I think noted it. Actually, it can be noted.
Thank you. This is a report which is going to be virtually studied by our successors in the next year or the year after, whenever there's an election. But, it's a statement of fact, first of all, as to, the formation of the committee, and then as to what the committee has done. And secondly, then it comes up with recommendations. In other words, those recommendations are things which our successors are going to look at and say, this is what we should do. And there I would like to join you, Chair, in stating that I think we should, as a recommendation, suggest that whenever we call the partners to account in terms of the budget and to come and report to the Joint Budget Committee, at least one representative of the portfolio committee of that department should attend that specific public hearing, attend that hearing so that they can assist us and we can assist them in the process. I'd like to hear your views on that.
I don't have to. Because we have to know these things, then we will debate them. I've noted on our Shema.
No, thanks, Chairman. I think I tend to agree with the comment by the Honourable Swartz that if we look at the English report, needs to reflect that in all honesty, the context. think also that we need to be reflecting on is that if we're honest, members of the executive never really took this process and this committee very seriously. There were exceptions, and there were particular members of the executive always playing with their support. I mean, this is, I'm just talking now, I know that the Minister of Public Enterprise has always came. There were some others as well, but I think that needs to be reflected. But I think the other thing that does need to come out, and maybe it's not just under the MTPS, but in general, I think when we, this committee was constituted in 2004, I think we can be honest and say, even in the previous parliament, and Honourable Solani was in the committee then, right from the inception. In fact, by the way, I think we're the two longest members, serving members of this committee. So that maybe it's been noted somewhere. No, that's just by the way. But I think that what we found is that our relationship with Treasury wasn't necessarily that strong when we started. But what I certainly see is that this relationship between National Treasury has become quite strong. And now, certainly in the last year or 2 years, I think we can say safely that they're taking this committee quite seriously. Whereas I think in the initial stages they weren't. I even was looking at some of the initial reports of this committee, even in 2004, and compared them to what they are now. I mean, it's chalk and cheese. I mean, the early reports of this committee were just a lot of figures. Whereas now we're actually providing detailed information. And I think those are some of the things that also need to be expected in terms of reporting. And obviously, as we've been enhanced our research capacity, the reports to them. I think those must be noted. But I would just ask one thing. Does the Honourable Swart know something that we don't know? He was referring to the fact that the election will be the year after next.
The Honourable Shiman knows that, you know, I said yesterday that I would like the election to be as late as possible because the later season, the more money I get in.
Yeah, I think Honourable Shimimani are correct. You know, I remember officials of National Treasury. They did not want to give information that you wanted. Actually, they were even reluctant to come here. It had to be serious negotiations with the minister. At least he must have a representative of National Treasury sitting in our meeting. At least Treasury officials can come and know. Respond to our issues. We went through a long process before the National Treasury could buy into this idea. But now, the relationship, you know, the way it's strong, I think it needs to be mentioned. That they even respond to the queries, our queries, respond as expected, and they do as, I mean, they don't give us what they want, but they give us what we want as a community. That should be acknowledged. Something that I thought while you were talking about this. Oh yeah, it's the fact that you raised that members of the executive up to now, we can definitely say the majority of them do not take our work seriously. They do not see why it's important for them to read our report. They do not at all. And we are supposed, actually our work is supposed to inform them so that at the end of the financial year, COPA will not go back to them. Yeah, but they haven't taken our report seriously. We don't want it to read. I wonder if there is... Oh yes, the other thing, I think, now I suppose what I want to explain to you. Even the composition of the committee. The composition, because I remember in the morning when during the morning session, when people were talking about the composition, that even the composition of the committee, the joint nature that we had to move from meeting during the week and meet on Friday only and not work out well for the committee to meet on Fridays and always the meeting to clash with and the MCOP activities of provincial week. So these are some of the challenges that we came across as we were doing our work, and they need to be spelled out so that the new parliament would understand exactly what it wants a budget committee has proposed in as a bill. Then some of these issues need to be taken into consideration. No, I'm not out of order. No. I'm not taking, if you can check, what have you been raising? I had to leave members to raise whatever, we were not following the pages. I had to leave you to talk so that whatever is included, then we have not been taking according to the pages.
Ended up getting money when they did not help to get them for it. I'm saying, at that level, there was always this type of problem of interaction between this committee and the other sector committees. But the other sector committees, unfortunately, would, if you like, pat on the back their practice. And so we would not, as a committee, make an impact in terms of ensuring people got what they deserve. I mean, yesterday I was listening to the discussion about the FAA and so on and so on. It's frustrating. Precisely because we were not able to deal with that in the context of the appropriation bill, where we tend to say, why is the FAA getting 5 billion when in fact it is underperforming forever? I had Mama Sheikh saying, till when are we going to ensure that the fish gas is a milk cow? And it's going to be processed, it's going to be for the next 20 years until we perfect this relationship of processing the appropriation bill together with the portfolio committees and so on. So that was better. So then, we've got to be delving more on the appropriation bill here on this legislative phase, page 6 or not. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Honorable Member. Thank what do the Secretary have to do to get the previous report and look into what it contains there? Because the information is there in those reports. So he and the state must go back to those reports. Definitely, you are correct. The information is there, but it's not well kept at hand.
Chair, just something that we need to look at raising in this report, particularly around the appropriation bill of Section 42 billion. That is the role of the work of the relevant portfolio committee for standing select committee. Really, if one is to be honest, certainly talk from the committee that I serve when it came to the issue around the appropriation bill and money that are being appropriated. I mean, as committees, we weren't really able to really say whether these allocations were actually meeting the objectives of government, were actually, you know, improving the quality of life. You know, we'd say it generally because it's cheap figures, but when you delve into those and I think that's something that does need to come out, is that it needs to be certainly part of our recommendation, is that in the next parliament, every portfolio committee needs to have adequate research capacity and adequate support so that it can actually really interrogate these figures, interrogate these budgets, because right now it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. And so portfolio committees wouldn't even be able to participate really in a process where they could say that in this particular program, the money is appropriated or insufficient, and these are the reasons why. And this is what we actually need to see appropriated for this particular program under that budget, particular vote. So I think that we do need to highlight the fact that committees in general need far greater support, and not the current research capacity that there is. It just isn't there. There is dedicated support.
Thanks, Honorable Chairman. That is correct. And I believe you have kept it. That's one of the things that we have been hammering. The support for committees is far from being appreciated. Far, far from being appreciated. So you kept that it was, and there's no need to repeat what you have said. There's no need. Let me see. No. I must check whether.
Some people are older than others.
I must check whether other people want to comment before I give you a name.
Okay.
I must not give. Same people every time. I'm going to
one of the
distribution of the opportunity. opportunity to speak.
No, look, we cannot speak on their behalf. Part of the issue for me, look, the appropriation bill, and I suspect people don't seem to understand that the appropriation bill is one of the most critical pieces of legislation that any parliament deals with, especially this one annually. And so for me, I think as part of the constraint of dealing with the appropriation bill is the period. Because actually the issue he's raising about delving. So that it would be nice, I think maybe it's something that we might want to take to recommendation. That we must deal with the appropriation in some form of a cycle, if you like. Something similar to the division of revenue. So the division of revenue is dealt with in 30 days. And then we say the appropriation deal to me should be handled in that fashion, not 3 days, 2 days, 4 days. Because it's exactly about ensuring that these resources firstly are appropriated, but two are used appropriately. And so for me, the appropriation deal is such a critical in that whole bunch of the budget. It's the most critical next to the digital revenue bill documents that are that critical. And so the way we treat them, I mean, I'll tell you, if the same appropriation bill for them, in the SOP, we still have serious problems in terms of funding. The terms of reference are clear. The powers that be refer that thing to the Select Committee on Finance. We're fighting tooth and nail to the rest of the thing. Calipi and myself are forever saying this thing will be done this way, then the powers that be do it there. Something wrong also at the level of the powers that be. Because they're not creating space for something so critical. And then, all of a sudden, it's got to be some funny exercise. I mean, it's just not on. If that appropriation bill is not passed, nobody has money to do what they've got to do. And so let's also say, somebody somewhere is really also not taking care at a legislative level. The challenge legislatively for the appropriation bill, that's that I'm raising.
Yeah. You see, the time, I always listen when the Minister of Finance and Parliament support all the instruments that it can utilize, and you take four committees. But the time that you have is far from doing anything. It's far from doing anything, including the support that we have. And Honorable Halani, you're correct. I mean, the few days that they are allocated for the appropriation bill. Finance is a desire. In some way, it has to be addressed. Look, when we were talking about the MCBPS, the time that we have to deal with the MCBPS, you know, I don't want to use a harsh term, but it's a problem. I hope that we have kept it. Okay. I want us to move. We'll continue enacting it. Let's move. Taking number six. No, not number six, number five. We have taken, number four. Now we take number five. Item five. Madam Falani?
Look, on five, the expenditure trend issue, the committee has done well. Very well. Now, there's an aspect, of course, which is interrelated to that which is not addressed there, which has to do, if you go to page 2, on a regular basis, monitor monthly published actual revenue, etc. That's one area which is really not reported on here. And one area which we did absolutely nothing on as a committee, the issue of revenue audit. It's a matter that I think we must flag as something that the incoming parliament.
That's good. Come again.
I'm saying, in terms of expenditure, committee has done well so far as I'm concerned. In other words, monitoring monthly, quarterly, and so on. For me, I think it's a matter that we must reflect. I mean, I'm saying in terms of those expenditures. But I mean, little, again, the issues that are relevant here. And I think we've got to state that, in fact, we are very strongly and dealt strongly with the expenditure side in terms of our terms of reference. Now, I was referring you then to page 2, where it says under bullet 2. On a regular basis, monitor monthly published actual revenue and expenditure per department. I'm saying, in terms of revenue, we did not do much, but in terms of expenditure, we do. Then what? And so I'm saying, it's a matter that would want the incoming variable. Maybe it has to do with these things that people are talking about, capacity constraints of the committee and so on and so on and so on. But the expenditure side, for me, it was just fine.
Okay, thanks,
Honourable
Member.
Procedural and all of those things are right. But the mandate is very clear.
was to plant hide. I thought there's something lacking there. That's why it is one impression as if the committee did not understand its mandate. I thought, on second thought, I thought that it might have respect to the power that be.
Let's deal with that. I don't know that it's not here.
Yeah.
We ourselves are clear.
Yeah.
Ours are that we are not clear and left out.
Yeah.
We are clear.
That's what I'm saying. That's what my assumption was. But can you clarify why it was put in that context?
I must, that's just attempting to indicate that. In the case of, for example, the appropriation bill, the division of revenue bill, the MTBBS, I'm conscious that the committee has sometimes struggled to get other committees involved in a way that they should be involved, that some of the processes haven't been implemented quite as well as it could have been. And so I think I agree with what you're saying, Kershaw, that does seem to me that sometimes other stakeholders that don't understand or quite clear what the role of the committee is, more so than the committee itself. So it may be better to remove it from that context altogether.
Yeah, we will, if that's needed, but let's put the question mark there. Because the way it is, it gives the impression that the committee did not understand.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it becomes problematic. I'm going to take this meeting to 4 or 5 minutes because I can see that the toll on the way that members have been doing long meetings. Yeah, I can already see the impact. Yeah. So I'll take it for the next 5 minutes then close it. Yeah. I'm going to be a dictator in this context. Yeah, no, really, members, I can see the impact of long meetings in the morning and afternoon. We've been working very hard. Question?
Thanks, Richard. No, I think I would agree. The sentiments expressed by Mr. Collins, especially in the light of us having gone further and submitted a strategic plan to Parliament, saying we understand our role precisely and this is how we intend going about implementing. So then we were saying now we don't have clarity, but we even strategize in implementation. Now it goes contra. That's what
yeah, thanks very much. Thanks very much. Let's continue on our clima.
Acknowledge the point that as the capacity has improved, so it has
member, and especially when you check the way you've been participating in the previous meeting. Yeah. I can see. It's natural. You put a lot of energy into your work. At some stage, it must get exhausted. Yeah. But I'm very happy that the commitment that we had, we said we are committed to ensure that today we meet and start working on this report. I really appreciate it. Because otherwise we could have said, no, we'll see it next week. But instead we said, no, let's meet. Let's meet, look at it, and indeed, we engaged, and I think it must be appreciated. Despite the fact that you've been too busy, but it should be appreciated. So, I said, it's time up, like I said. I said I'm going to take it to a closure in 5 minutes' time, and indeed, the end of the 5 minutes, I said, I will take it too. But I'll give it one more minute so that all of the human can raise what he wants to raise.
I think to add to the report, but I think just as to say, I think we must say thank you to the committee section for having given us documents as a base on which we can work. So whilst we might be saying that there are things that are not in here, that should have been in here, but I think that certainly the committee section, the committee secretary, and I guess the researchers who were involved in this putting the documents together, I think the message must go to them that we do appreciate them having put this document together. I would hate us to leave here and take the impression that we're not grateful as well. So I think that can also be conveyed to the committee and the researcher.
Now,
Chairman,
you are 100% correct. You know, the people who are working on this document, I think only one of them is a year old in this community. It's a year old in this
community.
Only one. Only one. Yes, five honorable members. It's only one member among the people who work on this document. Among the people who are assisting us at the committee, it's only one person who's a year old in this committee. But the others are completely new. But they put an effort into it, and we need to appreciate it. We need really to appreciate it. Because when you check, staff has been coming in and out. They have been poached from the community. There's a lot of poaching from the community. So we need to appreciate the way they have been done. Honorable Robinson, you are the last one. I want to close the meeting.
Very brief, thank you, Chair. I also just wanted to add my thanks to Kira. The quality of the work has been constantly mentioned, but I just want to say that quality of the communication is very interesting.
The question says, hallelujah. Amen. That you said it. Yeah, it's well said. And thank you very much, members. The meeting is adjourned.
Okay, the next one will be carried
off. Yes.